Carol O'Forey, yeah. East Coast Radio.
Now, KZN absolutely loves this woman. She performed at a sold-out Durban ICC back in December 2019, before the pandemic interfered with our lives. Now, this American R&B sensation is best known for her singles Superwoman, Secret Rendezvous, The Way You Love Me, and the Billboard Hot 100 number one single Romantic. She's been the first female artist to have her first three solo releases hit number one. And by now, I'm sure you know exactly who I'm talking about. The beautiful and amazing Karen White. And guess what? Karen White is back with a new song. It is a wonderful track called All Right, and it's written and produced by Akbar the Great. And I'm so excited to say that both Karen White and Akbar the Great are in the house. How y'all doing?
Woohoo!
You're amazing.
Man, we're doing great, great. I cannot complain at all, man. It's amazing just to be on the show with you guys, man, all the way out in South Africa, getting back to the roots, you know what I'm saying? So right. It's love.
It's love, it's love. Karen, let me start with you. First things first, I understand it's like 7 a.m. in the morning right now. What is Karen White doing at 7 a.m. in the morning?
Well, actually, I usually get up about this time and I meditate, have this little app called Syntuition. So I start my day with that, and then I'm reading my Bible and I'm just centering myself. And then after that, I work out and then check my stocks and my Bitcoin. And then I'm on about my day, you know?
Right.
But the thing is, I don't know if you guys know, I hurt my ankle. So I've been kind of injured for the last 3 weeks, but I'm doing rehab now, but I'm excited about getting better. Never had anything happen like this. I fell down the stairs outside while I was not paying attention. Very excited about planting some beautiful hydrangeas and flowers for my backyard. So. Yeah. But I'm okay, you guys. I'm all right.
Oh, no. Well, wishing you a speedy recovery. Wishing you a speedy, speedy one.
Thank you.
Now, Akbar, I can see you, literally, physically see you. And 7 a.m. looking that good. My brother, what does Akbar do at 7 a.m. in the morning looking that good?
Man, I'm a businessman. You know, I heard that we're going to be talking to, you know, some of my favorite people out in Durban, South Africa, man. So I had to make sure that I was up and ready to go, you know, and just, you know, here to give it to the people. But usually, man, 7 o'clock in the morning, typical 7 o'clock in the morning for me, man, is it's sporadic, you know.
Right.
Sometimes I might not go to sleep until 7. You know, I might be up writing music or doing something, you know what I'm saying, just working something out in my mind. So it fluctuates, man, but you know, I got that energy, so I can be here whenever y'all need me, man.
Yeah, he's young hotness, so he, you know, he could be up writing. He also writes scripts and movies, and so he's just a very creative soul. That's one thing I really love about him. And
right.
It's been an honor just to discover him during the pandemic, his talent.
Right.
And I keep telling him, I was like, wow, you know, he's kind of, I said, your hooks, talking about the song for All Right. I said, they're holding up to the greats, you know, L.A. Babyface, Jimmy Jam, and Terry, you know, with some of my greatest hooks I've ever sang.
Right.
So I'm just excited about him and all of his talent. And he really does love, he knows so much about, you know, your continent, South Africa and Africa, period. He's a scholar in history, too.
Right.
So
right.
I love that.
I love it. So, which leads me to my next question, because I know that Akbar signed to your record label, Karen. And as you just mentioned, now you touched on discovering him during the pandemic. Do you want to unpack how the two of you landed up doing this track All Right and how he ended up being part of your camp?
Oh, yeah. So his dad and I we did a film together, Yell in the Storm, and we do a lot of projects together. And so he played me a track, and I didn't know who it was, and it was his son. It was Akbar. It was a track called Young Righteous Black Girl. First of all, I'm listening to the music. The music is incredible, very kind of like it just had a spiritual kind of feeling. To me, it kind of reminded me of like a Frank Ocean with a old school Maurice Earth, Wind & Fire type of feel.
Right.
So I was very impressed with the lyrical content. I'm like, who is this? You know, I'm like, who is this? You know, first of all, singing about a young righteous black girl and how, you know, how she's the queen and how he wants to marry her and just putting the putting the queen, the black woman, back on her pedestal instead of, you know, talking about her in a sexual way. So I was really just impressed by the lyric and just his whole talent. So I found out it was his son, and I was like, wow. And I just felt like it was my duty, especially me being the superwoman. I needed to put some positive content out back in the universe, just because I feel like, you know, we don't have that kind of music anymore. I mean, I was being bombarded with, you know, and I'm not necessarily dissing, you know, the music that's out, but I felt like, you know, you got to have an alternative, right? Everybody is not WAP. And, you know, we need to have some of these young girls out here saying, I'm a young, righteous black girl, too. And being righteous, being right thinking. And so it was just really, I felt, you know, compelled to definitely say, we got to get this kid noticed. You know, he was 24 at the time. And then not only that, he just kept coming with just like all these amazing tracks. And you guys can please go to Akbar, AKBARG8, the number 8.com. AkbarTheG8.com, and just check out his music. You know, we're definitely just excited about him. And, you know, he kind of reminded me of like a cross, you know, between like a, what was it, Kendrick, and just because he talks about a lot of social and injustices in his music as well with a Kanye. So this record is kind of the Kanye part, is very fun. And he nailed it. I felt like this was the perfect duet for both of us. So I'll let Akbar talk, but that's my impression of him. And we're just excited, you know, building here in the United States. And then for you guys, South Africa, you know, my favorite place in the world. You guys know how I feel about, you know, I've been to Durban, I've been, you know, yeah, Johannesburg and Port Elizabeth. And when I tell you, you know, I tell Akbar the love that I just receive, and you just how the people are incredible. And, you know, if they love you, they love you. You know, I'm not as fickle as the United States. So I said, we'll be so blessed, you know, if they pick up this record. And so this has been just, you know, really something that we prayed about. And we're just excited. I'm looking at coming over there, you guys, next year. We're looking at coming over there. We're signing some contracts now in September. So hopefully, yay, you guys are good to see us do this record. And I'd rather be alone, and, you know, can I stay with you? And here comes the pain and all the music that you guys love from me, and we're just excited.
So, Akbar, I think you can jump in here as well on the song All Right and how you came about with that one.
Oh, man, it was just the mood that I was in, man. It was just, you know, because the song is just really about self-love and, you know what I'm saying, being comfortable with yourself to the point where, you know, you don't need other people to influence how you feel or influence your mood, man. You can be a self-motivator. So, you know, I was just in that type of space to where I was just feeling like, you know, I just get more comfortable with myself, man, and more comfortable being by myself and realizing that sometimes it's not a bad thing, man. Sometimes we need to, you know, seclude ourselves, be okay with ourselves before we present ourselves back to the world. So, it was just one of those type of tracks, man, with the up-tempo type of beat, you know, and kind of just had that 80s type pop vibe on it. So we was in the studio, and of course, you know, Miss K, man, she always pulls up to the studio sessions with me. You know, I was originally, like, singing, like, the chorus and stuff, but, you know, I don't have the vocal range at all, you know what I'm saying? So just hearing the type of beat it was, up-tempo, I was, you know, we both thought that she would sound great on it, and, you know what I'm saying, so got in there, did one take, just see what it sound like, and it was amazing, you know what I'm saying, especially just working with an icon like a Karen White that's internationally known, you know what I'm saying. I was cleaning up bathrooms and houses on Saturday morning as a kid, you know, listening to Karen, so it's just a surreal feeling, man. This is just a blessing, but that's pretty much how that track came about, and it just started taking off like wildfire ever since we just, you know, put it out there, man. So it's a lot of love, a lot of love.
I love that, a lot of love. Talking about love, Karen White, you give quite a lot of love through your Karen White Foundation. Do you want to tell us more about that as well?
Oh, yeah. So first year was last year, you know, giving back, feeling like, you know, of course, me being, you know, an entrepreneur, and just this brand is really, the first year was just dedicated to, you know, women, Black women, women of color in the United States. But eventually I will definitely do as well, reach out internationally. But I started it small. Gave grants to, I think I gave like 20 grants of $500 each to women who were affected, you know, in their business entrepreneurs by the COVID-19. And it's just, you know, we have such a bad, you know, such a strange time in the world. And so I just felt like me just being able to help some of these entrepreneurs, especially with small businesses going out of business and us still not knowing what's going to happen, you know, even with, you know, as we progress. So I'll be doing it this year too. It's all right. I got to figure out how I'm going to tie that record in, right? Because it's going to be all right.
Right.
You have to just, you know, trust in God and just, you know, just be smart, be wise, and just, you know, I want to tell all the women and just not even only women, but just, you know, being safe and just, it's just a time to really, I would say, go be inner and just being more self-sufficient. And just, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs are being born in this time. A lot of millionaires are being born, and it's just, we have to think a whole nother way. And so I just want to, you know, talk about this change, be a part of helping this new change that's happening in the world. And like I said, hopefully I will be able to definitely do something, because I know we'll be coming there next year. So I would definitely will make this foundation happen over when I go there. We'll probably be rolling out something for my South Africa fans, because you guys already know that there's no me without you. And when I say the love is so real, I mean, I would do anything. That's how my fans over in South Africa are just, they keep, you guys really keep me going. So,
yeah. That's amazing. Now, Akbar, I know that in your song YRBG, you reference the amazing late Mama Winnie Mandela in your song. Why specifically her? Is there something about her? I mean, I have my reasons why I love her. I'm very curious to find out yours and referencing her in this song that you made.
Yeah, most definitely. Winnie Mandela is, you know, one of the most, in my eyes, one of the most influential Black women to, you know, ever do, especially with civil rights and the intensity that she faced and, you know, the adversity that she did it in the face of an apartheid government of South Africa at the time. Even taking up the struggle after Nelson Mandela was incarcerated for 26 years and continuing, you know, the ANC at that time, and just continuing to fight, and just to see what it's grown into and flourished into now. And I feel like a lot of times she really doesn't get the due credit that she deserves in continuing that fight of social justice and civil rights in South Africa and helping bring it into South African apartheid. So, you know, it's most definitely important to highlight our Black queens like that, man, and give reverence. Because, you know, that's most definitely a type of woman that I want to have right by my side as I'm facing adversity. If I was a Nelson, too, you know what I'm saying? A woman is going to also help me pick up my cross, you know what I'm saying? And continue to fight the good fight. So I love Winnie. She's a warrior, you know what I'm saying? We got to love our warrior queens, you know, from Queen Nzinga to, you know what I'm saying? It's just a continued legacy. So, you know, she most definitely deserves to do praise.
Absolutely.
I'm glad that, yeah, I feel like you're probably the first person that ever asked me about the Winnie Mandela reference on the song, man. So it just now brought a smile to my face.
Right. No, it definitely stood out. And I think obviously very relevant within the song and celebrating the Black woman. So really, really lovely one there. Speaking of women, Karen, I would love to have you give a message to women. I want to play them a message from you on my Woman Crush Wednesday. A message of encouragement to women from the one and only Karen White.
Oh, I would just like to say, you know, to all the women out there, we're strong, we're beautiful, we're powerful, and we just have to keep stretching, keep reaching, keep evolving, keep dreaming, and, you know, keep believing. Because once you stop, you know, all of those things. Once you stop believing, then you know, your dreams are dead at that point. So I think that's what keeps me going as a woman, all of those pillars. So I want to just say that.
I love it. Thank you so, so much to you both. Is there anything else you'd like to share? Already, I know that you are going to be here in September next year, which is super exciting. Anything else you want to leave with your South African fans?
Yes, ma'am. I would most definitely want to say, man, I appreciate all the love, man, that we've been receiving so far, as well as, you know, follow me on all my social platforms, from Instagram to Facebook, YouTube, all under the same handle. At Akbar, the G8, A-K-B-A-R, T-H-E, G, and the number 8, Akbar, the G8. And, you know, like Miss Karen said earlier, I had just now released the mixtape on my website a month ago, I would like to say, man. And so, you know, my debut mixtape, would love for everybody to go check it out. Just give me some feedback as well on Instagram. Just let me know what you think about the songs, man. So, you know, this is a great feeling. It's a real feeling. I can't wait to tell y'all guys some more content that we've been working on as well. So
that's amazing. Thank you, Akbar. And for you, Karen, any message for your fans out here?
Oh, yeah. I just want to say definitely follow me, Karen White Official, on IG and Twitter. And also Facebook. And I just want to just say that, you know, stay strong, stay amazing, and stay safe. And I love you so much.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much to you both for taking time to chat to us here on East Coast Radio out in KwaZulu-Natal in Durban area. And a big thank you to you, Ms. Karen White, and to you, Akbar the Great. Looking forward to possibly seeing you guys on a stage here in South Africa pretty soon. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Take care, Queen.
Thank you. Take care.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.